And it's been a pretty remarkable day. Today, President Trump abruptly ended his scheduled meeting on infrastructure with Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to come outside the White House and rail at Democrats after Nancy Pelosi said earlier this morning that Democrats think he's undertaking a cover-up.
And I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. I want to do it more than you want to do it. I'd be really good at that. That's what I do. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances. So get these phony investigations over with.
Let's bring in NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snow. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
Kelsey Snell, rather. I just gave you the name Snow. Look, it's just because it's just been kind of unsettling. The president was furious. He went on for quite a while. But some might say, can you blame him? We thought these were odd optics going into today. The infrastructure meeting coming right after the meeting Democrats had to talk about impeachment. Let's hear what Pelosi said earlier after that meeting with House Democrats.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
So, Kelsey, I mean, thoughts. Of course, the president hearing that is probably not going to be feeling like walking into a meeting.
Well, there were already signs that this meeting was going to be difficult. The president has said ever since the State of the Union that it's either impeachment or investigation or legislation. And there were signs already going into this that, you know, that there would be tension here. Now, Democrats basically said that they didn't have much of a choice but to have this meeting when they had it. They had a very tense meeting yesterday in which many, many members started to want to have a conversation about how they were going to proceed with forcing the administration to comply with a whole host of subpoenas and other document requests that so far the White House has been completely unwilling to engage with. Now, with that in mind, Pelosi scheduled this meeting to give her members a chance to talk, but the timing really was, as you mentioned, very difficult because they were going to try to go into this infrastructure conversation. Though it was a very brief meeting at this point, as far as we know, and Democrats are already raising questions about what the president's intent was when he scheduled this.
Right. He scheduled it, he said he scheduled it a while ago. But again, just the optics were very odd. And just remind us that impeachment meeting, some Democrats adamant about starting an impeachment inquiry. We're actually hearing the word inquiry more because that's investigating whether to impeach, which is to charge the president. A trial would be held in the Senate if the president was actually impeached or charged. Why are some congressmen calling for an impeachment inquiry?
Well, one of the theories that is working among many Democrats is that starting the impeachment process would give them more tools to force, essentially, the administration to comply with their requests on documents and subpoenas. Now, I will say that there are other Democrats included who say that they're not entirely certain that that is true, that they would actually get these additional powers. And I think a lot of it is Democrats are looking for the right path forward to get what they want at the end of the day, which is responses from this White House on everything from the president's taxes and business dealings to involvement in all of the details of the Mueller investigation and Russian interference in the 2016 election. So they are asking a lot of questions about President Trump, his personal business dealings, and this administration. And there are some people in the Democratic Party who think that an impeachment inquiry would make that process easier.
Now, look, we're going to take this up over the course of the day on NPR because it just was so jolting, the whole day. But back to Nancy Pelosi's comments when she came out from that meeting. She didn't mention impeachment. She did say, by the way, that the Justice Department agreed to share some intelligence with Congress, which at the time there was some thought that that might de-escalate some of these tensions. Then, of course, everything flared up when she made that comment about the president being engaged in a cover-up. What's your sense of what she was doing there?
Well, I will say, talking to members as they came out of that meeting, the tension did appear to be de-escalating. This is something that Pelosi is quite skilled at, which is having meetings and allowing Democrats to kind of exchange ideas and to vent a little bit. And then it also gives them a chance to decide whether or not everybody's on the same page, to demonstrate to one another where the actual majority of their caucus is. And people coming out of that meeting said there is a vocal minority of people who want to go down the impeachment route. And the majority are still interested in investigations and in kind of taking a slower, more deliberate approach that is more traditional to the investigative process. When Pelosi made the cover-up comment, it does kind of move things forward, and it poses the question, how does she make a comment like that and then move forward, you know, right, on investigations?
Well, and now it seems as if the battle is going to be who actually didn't get infrastructure done, because we heard Chuck Schumer come out of what was supposed to be that meeting and say, your jaw would have dropped if you saw the president walk out of this meeting. But on the other hand, the president can say, how can I work with them when they think I, you know, say I'm having a cover-up?
Yeah, that is one of the great battles of 2020 to come, of the 2020 election process. And this is something we expected. There will be a lot of blame going around, right, about who was to blame for not getting things done.
NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell, thank you.
Thank you.